Look what time it is.
Well, jeepers creepers, this tops everything.
Now what?
Shoelaces, 5 cents.
Give me that list. You're not supposed to see it anyway. Hey, driver, that's the airport right ahead, isn't it?
It's mine to drive, yours to point out.
Oh, stop! Yep, that's the airport, all right.
Wow, look at all those planes.
Yeah, just think, 18 hours and we'll be in California. You know, Mary, the modern airplane winging its way through the clouds is a veritable eighth wonder of the world.
Unquote. I read the folder, too.
Well, it's very impressive. Well, here we are. I hope the rest of the gang are here. How much do I owe you, driver?
That'll be $2.
$2. Here you are. And, oh, yes, here's a tip for you.
Couldn't you make that a gratuity?
All right, here's a quarter. Goodbye, driver.
Goodbye. If you like me, tell your friends. If not, tell it to Sweeney.
16,000 cab drivers in New York, and I have to get a philosopher. Come on, Mary. The others are probably inside.
Here comes Don Wilson now.
Where? Oh, yes, and Dennis is with him. Hey, fellas.
Well, hello, Jack.
Hello, Don.
Hello, Mary. All ready for the trip?
Well, Dennis, a few minutes more, and we'll all be flying back to California. Are you thrilled?
I'll say. But you know, Mr. Benny, I've never flown before. Is it scary?
No, there's nothing to it. I love it.
What are you talking about? You've never been up in a plane before in your life.
I've never been up in a plane?
No.
Then how come in Waukegan they used to call me Wings Benny?
That's because your shoulder blade stuck out.
Oh, sister, are you pressing? Now, where's Rochester with the luggage?
Maybe he's in the waiting room.
Yeah, let's go in. Come along, Dennis.
Say, Jack, did you have any trouble persuading Rochester to fly?
Well, he was pretty scared, Don, but I finally convinced him that the modern airplane winging its way through the clouds is a veritable eighth wonder of the world. That sold him. Gee, it's a beautiful station, isn't it, Mary?
Yeah, I'm going over to get a magazine.
Okay. Bring me a couple of cigars.
You want those stinkers, or is Paramount paying for them?
Never mind. Get good ones.
Attention, please. TWA Flight 9, the Sky Chief to Los Angeles, now loading at gate number 10. All aboard, please.
You hear that? They're loading the plane, and Rochester isn't even here yet.
You don't have to worry about Phil Harris. There he is over there.
Oh, yeah.
And look at that beautiful girl with him.
Yeah.
That's for me.
Dennis, come back here. Well, I'll go over and get Phil. Be right back, fellas.
Well, we'll be shoving off pretty soon, honey. Gosh, I hate to leave you.
Gee, Filthy, I'll be so lonesome without you.
Sure had a lot of fun these last couple of weeks, huh, Sugar?
It's been heavenly.
Oh, hello, Phil. I didn't see you.
Hiya, Jackson. You all set to leave?
Yep. And, well, who's this gorgeous creature?
Oh, pardon me. Jackson, I'd like you to meet Miss,
Oh, fine. Some romance.
What is your name, honey?
Minnie Jerkfinkel.
Jerkfinkel?
Yes, my brother Logan is one of your most...
most ardent fans, I know. I know, I met him. Well, it's a pleasure, Miss Jerkfinkel. Give my regards to your brother. Come on, Phil, we gotta get going.
Goodbye, Philzy.
So long, see you next year,
Minnie. Hey, that's a good-looking girl, Phil. Where'd you meet her?
My guitar player introduced her to me.
Oh, well, how did he meet her?
I pointed her out to him.
Oh, the old one, too, eh? You know, Phil, if you... Well, look who's here.
Hello, Mr. Benny.
Hello, Rochester. Have you got the luggage weighed and everything?
Uh-huh.
Well, then, come on. Let's get on the plane.
You know, boss, I've been pounding on this, and I think I'll go by train.
What do you mean?
You take the high road, and I'll take the low road. And I'll be in Los Angeles behind you.
Now, Rochester, don't be such a coward. Why, flying today is wonderful. It's just as safe as walking down the street. In fact, it's safer.
Boss, you're talking to a man that comes from a long line of Pullman porters.
I'm not going to argue with you. You want to go back to Hollywood, don't you?
Yes, but I don't want to ride on nothing where there's nothing under it.
Oh, Rochester, you're silly. Flying is the greatest thing in the world. Did you ever see a bird that wasn't happy?
Well, the day I wake up with feathers on, I'll try it.